My name's Charlie, I'm an addict.
Hi, Charlie.
Are you taking my inventory? It's an honest program. Because I'm taking yours. Thanks very much, Melissa. That was great. And it's good to be here. It's good to be clean today. And the black tie is not something I wear a lot, but I was at a friend's funeral today. And it was quite relevant for me because this person took me to meetings when I got clean 21 years ago. And he carried me to meetings and he just didn't make it. And there was something that, I don't know if it was a vicar or a priest or what it was, that said that, you know, we have no hold on life. Life is on a lease, you know, and it's like my life's lease to NA, really. And I was with a sponsor, an old sponsor, and we went together, and he said to me, "What odds do you think William Hill would give on us staying clean in recovery this year?" And you won't get good odds. You know? And because this is a disease of addiction. This is a disease that tells you you don't have it. This is a disease that tells you that, what am I wanting to listen to him for? You know, why do I want to come here? Why do I want to do the steps? Why do I want to get a sponsor? Why do I want to work a program? And that's what you have to deal with on a daily basis. I got clean in NA. I don't speak for NA. This is just my experience. And I know NA works. The program's foolproof. How I work it is something else. And also, when I was told, his daughter phoned and said to me, you know, David died. And I saw him on Thursday, died on Saturday. And he said to me, "How's your girlfriend?" I said, "She's my wife." He said, "You're a lucky man." I said, "Yeah, I know." And he said, "You got some money for chips?" You know, and I knew he wanted some money. And I give him some money, and then, you know, 2 days later, he's dead. So I'm at home, and I get the phone call, and I wake up, and I'm not sleeping. And I start counting all the people I know that died in this program. You know, and I think I got about 22, 23, you know, and I fell asleep. You know, I've had a sponsor who died. I've had a sponsee who's died. I've had an ex-partner who's died. I've had, you know, the lot. So, and I don't want to bring this meeting down because I'll get serious in a minute. but that is the reality. You know, I don't know why I'm here. He's not. You know, what I have done different or whatever. You know, I was lucky enough. I came in 82, so I didn't get it right away. It's not like, you know, I walk in here and I get clean. You know, and it took 5 years, from 82 to 87. And he said that this turns into soup kitchens. You know, that's where we used to have meetings. You know, mixed. So, you know, we're very lucky. You know, how many meetings is there? 180, 200 a week now? Don't like this one, there's another one. So, you know, people have kept coming back to give so that there is meetings for people here. No, you don't have to use. The only time you want to use is because you want to use. You want to get high. You know, the first time I used, I got high. I was 15, 16. I got clean the same age as you, 39. 24 years, taste that high. The head will tell you, I can get high once, it'll be okay. I'll come back, like you talked about, 12 years later. You're lucky. So, I'll lighten up now. There, I got this. It's a friend of mine took this over. It was made in New York. It's 21 years. And to me it's like praying. But it's like, you know, the reason I say that was just it's a friend of mine went to this trouble to have this made for me and brought it over, and he shared for me at a meeting I take, and he gave it to me, and that is the fellowship. You know, I am a member of this fellowship, I am not a visitor. I come here now, more now than I did at the beginning. I didn't know what I was doing at the beginning. I used to do great chairs, didn't know what I was talking about. Still the same, nothing's changed. But I love the way you talked about the steps. I thought maybe I'll be able to do that soon. But it's a new year, so it's important. I like to try and do something different with my recovery, to change it a bit, to freshen it up, to make sure that I keep coming back. And last year, it was my birthday, and you probably all worked out, I was 60. And I went to New York, and I was pissed off. I was in the disease. You know, I wasn't happy, I wasn't comfortable, I was coming to meetings. I was carrying my message. I wasn't carrying the NA message. You know, really, I was carrying the mess. And this friend of mine asked me to share in a detox in the Beth Israel Hospital, a locked ward. So I went in there and I shared, he shared. And, you know, we're from two different places. But he said, you know, I told, you know, his story. And that is the fellowship. This is what you get. You get identification that you want to come back. You know, and hopefully, you know, tonight after you've heard Melissa and myself, you'll want to come back to NA. That you want to carry the message, not only to the newcomer, you know, to the message to the addict who so suffers. And I suffer. You know, 21 I thought was a good year up till Christmas, and then I had 2 weeks I want to use. You know, the old timer suffers. You know, you don't have good days all the time. You know, the disease gets stronger the longer you stay clean. You know, the longer this is not normal. Let's get it right. This is not normal what I do. To stay clean, I don't use anything. I don't use sugar. I don't use coffee. I've had an ice cream in 10 years. Is that normal? Right? That's 21 years clean. You know? That's insane. You know? I've lost my thread now. See, God says ego. Shut him up. So anyway, after that, I did that show. My friend who was the secretary told me there was an H&I day down in the village, and you want to come along. So I went down to this H&I, and it was mind-blowing. It just like, it was all the people from all the boroughs in New York, and what they do to help each other stay clean, and how they carry the message. And they talked, which is different. There was one guy who really impressed me, and he talked about identification. You know, and I used, and he used, and I've used all the drugs, but he said, some people haven't. So if they come here and they don't identify with your using, they might not come back. But if they identify with the feelings and where it took them, and what, you know, like, you know, I lost everything, you know, sleeping on the floor at the end of the using, I lost my daughter, lost flats, lost businesses, people wouldn't, you know, speak to me, ended up, you know, just broken. They will identify with that. And maybe they'll come back. And it's all these little things that I hear and try and steal, really, and then tell you. You know, and you might like, and also, this is the other thing. I'm not very good at reading this book. In fact, I picked it up the next day, I think it was, I went to a meeting because I was so impressed with these guys. They talked about this book, and they talked about the Just for a Day book, which I read every day. But on the Just for a Day book, they've got these little, you know, like when you read it, it says page 48. So if you read the Just for a Day, and then you pick up and you read this page 48, and you do that, you'll have read the book three times in 1 year. It's just a, for me, it was really what I needed to hear. I don't like, I can't read it from cover to cover. So that's how I read this the text now. And what have they gone and done? They brought out another text, just to confuse you. So they've got the sixth edition. But that's what I needed. You know, when I told you I went there and I was out of the disease and I was feeling uncomfortable and everything was... So I got really, like, enthusiastic again. And I started reading the basic text. And I realized that when we read Who's an Addict, there is more than what you read out. There's another couple of pages. You know, why are we here? There's another couple of pages. How it works. There's more. Recovery and relapse. You know, living the NA program. You know, this is, for me, the cure on a daily basis. This is the thing that, not fixes, but this is the thing that works for me. There's all the answers is in here. So, you know, I don't read it. You know, that's what happens. You know, because I think I know everything. But this lately is, I read the Just for a Day and then I pick up this. And that's what I've been doing. This is what I've tried and freshen up because, you know, they have that saying, what kept you clean last year will not keep you clean this year. You know, and the other thing was, this year I went home and I'm from Inverness, and I 12-stepped a friend of mine a long time ago, and he started a meeting there. And so I went home to see my mum. She's 84, and I took her out to dinner, and she had a panic attack. I paid, she nearly had a heart attack. But the NA meeting they have up there is on a Thursday, and I wasn't there, but they knew I was coming up, so they had the meeting on the Sunday for me, which was like, blew me away. You know, there was about five or six people came, I did the share. After the meeting, one of the members said, could you give me a lift home to get my bike? I said, okay. So I drove him 25 miles. He got his bicycle, and he cycled 6 miles home. So that is what people, you know, are doing to stay clean. In the sticks. You know, Inverness, they have that meeting on a Sunday. They have two meetings a week. You know, some big cities don't have any. You know, and it's up to us, you know, to carry the message. You know, the longer I stay clean, the harder it is to share longer, because I get in touch, really. You know, I can tick the boxes and go through the motions and stuff, but if I want to, like, get real, so that you'll believe what I'm saying, it gets harder. I don't know why. You know, it's not important I talk anymore. It's really important I listen. And everyone in here is equal. That is something that, you know, I don't want to be the worst addict. I don't want to be the best addict. There's no prizes for being the worst addict. You don't give you a prize. You know, same as you don't get best prize for recovery. Everybody's recovery is, you know, different. You know, how I stay clean, you could use. It's you've got to get your own program. Be your own person. Be real. Share what's ever going on with you. You know, if you're fucking your sponsors, whatever. You know, you know what, that it doesn't go on? You know? I just want to see you selling drugs. You know, there's nothing in here. You know, Johnny Yates, the guy that founded NA, said, I came in here a horse thief. He said, now I'm a bear horse thief. You know what? Because you get clean, you're going to, you know, this is disease. It's very, very subtle. Very cunning, you know. It's telling you that I don't know what I'm talking about, you know. It's out there all the time, from the minute you wake up. I do the same thing. That's how I identify with you. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I started doing the share to myself. I was getting up rounds of applause. I thought, this will not come down. This is right. You know, by the end of the day, you're exhausted. You know, I remember coming to the first meetings, and the share said they had two people in his head. I thought, what? How did he know about that? You know, the two voices, you know, that telling you, you know, you're no good, you can't do this. You know, I had to get one of these. 39. You know. But once I got one, I knew I could get 2 days. Once you get one day, you know you can get another day. So everyone can get clean. Everyone can get one day. It's not easy. You know, I've not been clean for this amount of time without having grief. You know, it's not normal. It just doesn't happen. You know, friends have died. All the stuff that is uncomfortable, the stuff that makes you uncomfortable is the honey and the money, right? Everyone in here who's sitting and really uncomfortable is having a hard time in their relationship. Or they're being dumped, which is even harder, especially in recovery, because we're so super sensitive. How dare anyone do this to us? How dare they even talk to us this way? You know? Financial stuff. So might be doing a bit of wheeling and dealing, you know? But you can... justify it. Just like the drugs. You can justify everything you do. You know? A good way of trying not to justify it, ask to me, is you say, God, would you do this? If he says, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. And that's another thing, I suppose, talking about higher power. I have a higher power, which I do believe in, because I couldn't get that one day clean. And I remember the day I surrendered was not the day I got clean. I didn't pick the day I got clean. And I pray, and I get down on my hands and knees, and I pray to be kept clean and sober. And I thank God at the end of the day. And someone was doing a share for me a few weeks ago, and he talked about this step 7 prayer. So I thought, you know, I'm going to start doing that as well. So I do a step 7 prayer. I read the Just for a Day. I do this. When I go home tonight, I'll do a step 10. I take a meeting. I do telephone service. And I'm in a GSR. Now, that is not to impress any of you. Believe me, that is for me to stay clean, to stay in the middle of this fellowship. Anyone wants my telephone number and struggling, come and see me after. I ain't got a problem. There's a friend of mine over there, we went to meetings where Amsterdam. God. Don't often get a feeling. You know, I love NA, really. That's the bottom line. And with Andreas, we went to Amsterdam, and we never spoke to each other. We didn't even know each other. We're on the same boat. We're in the same. We're at different colleges. We're on the same bus. Everyone's getting out there nuts. I come off the bus. He said, "You in NA?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Where's our meeting?" I said, "I don't know." So we ended up, we got a boat, we got a tram, we got a bus, we get to the meeting, it's in Dutch, wasn't it? So they have a group conscience, because they all speak English. For us, that they'll speak English. So they had the group conscience, and they agreed to speak English. And then one person said no. They had another group conscience, and they spoke in Dutch. So you identify with that, don't you, Nene? See? That's what holds us together. The madness, the identification. But you know what? We stayed clean. That was it. We stayed clean. And that's what it had. You know, that's what... Many meetings make it easy. Few make it hard. None make it impossible. You know, that's the other thing. You stop coming here, and then you hear people that they find it difficult. And then the head tells you lies. Then the head tells you you're okay. You can have one. You know, you can celebrate. I know people celebrated on a bottle of champagne a year clean. I never saw them again. So you have to be vigilant, or I have to be vigilant, every day. The committee's there. As soon as your eyes, you know, as soon as you wake up, as soon as you open your eyes, it's on you. Always in the morning. I don't know why. That one, you know, another day of this. But what's the alternative? I mean, I see using addicts every day. It's not a pretty sight. You know? This works. Give me 5 minutes here.
Wait, you're 15.
What?
Between 1 and 15.
I've been trying to talk. I don't usually talk that much about this program. God, I haven't got any other stories. But, it's, you know, like I say, it is good to be clean. And sometimes that's enough. Just to stay clean. You're in the game. You know? What do they say? The person who gets up the earliest is the cleanest. You know? It's a day at a time. That's all it is. It's a reprieve. It's a daily reprieve, not promised anything else, you know, apart from, you know, the reprieve from active addiction at a daily, you know, on a daily basis. And there's no way I'm going to do 40 more minutes. It may be impossible. Because you don't have to start telling lies. I have to start making stuff up. Or I'll read the book to you or something. That's up first, isn't it? You know, I've been talking to myself all day, so I've got nothing left. My sponsor phoned me up and I said, I'm sharing here tonight. He said, where is it? I said, Trafalgar Square. He said, I'll come. He said, can I park around there? I said, no. Another lie. You know? I didn't want him here. Says like when I come in here, I don't want anyone here who knows me. They might think, like Gary said to me, you're going to tell the truth. You know? But, you know, it is really good to be clean. It's the best thing I've ever done. That's the other thing. Let's get serious now. For the newcomer. Okay? If you are struggling, okay, I guarantee you this, you keep coming. You do 2 meetings a day, 3 meetings a day, all that stuff will pass. It will pass. You got to hang in, you know. It's like a... When I got a year clean, I thought that time would fix me. And don't forget, then there wasn't that many people with clean time. So it was kind of the blind leading the blind. You know, we used to have a step 3 and 11 chair. No one had done 11. You know, so you still had to do it. You know, you just, what I'm doing now, make it up. No. See, I'm getting all over the place. Yeah, so I thought I would get fixed, really. And I thought I'd be cured. And then, you know, I haven't used for a long time, you know. So why am I not okay? Why do I still feel like I have that hole in my stomach when I come to share here? I'm nervous and I'm frightened. And I want everyone to like me. Not even like me, to love me, really. You know, that's why I said at the beginning it was a funny, right? But the girl Melissa from New York that we got to share at Holland Park, I heard her share that and I thought it was brilliant. So I just nicked it, which I've done from all of you here. I've nicked a bit of your stuff, you know, which is the message, really. You know, that there's no cure. I didn't know that. I didn't know that till I went to that H&I meeting. I don't know why it didn't click that I had to start working basically the NA program, you know, not my program. You know, I thought I was doing great shares. I was, but, you know, they were like, it's important to carry this message. You know, I'm going to say stuff here now then, because we've got a little bit of time, whether you like me or not. The newcomer is really important, right? So we come to meetings now. Okay, there are no smoking meetings. So you go out and have a cigarette. What does the newcomer think? It's okay. That's what the old-timers do. So I can do it. You get your phone out and you start texting. So the newcomer thinks, it's okay for me too. I'll start texting. Now, if you're texting, are you listening? You might hear something if you're in a bad space, or you might miss something if you're in a bad space that will save your life. We were frightened. When I came around, I never even went to the toilet for 5 years in a meeting. I was terrified because that's what they said to me. You might miss something that will save you. And I didn't want to use. And I didn't want to be the one that, you know, that it'd take me too long. I was 39. I was old, really. You know, I'm 60 years old now. You know, I've got a lot to you. You know, I've got a lot to lose. You know, not only my, you know, there's more using in me. People say there's, you know, I've not got another use up in me. I've got another use up in me. I don't know, I couldn't do this again. I couldn't come back. So it's really, although I have a laugh and stuff, I have to take this really serious. You know, a sponsor told me, you can do whatever you like, but you don't use. I don't believe that now. If you pick up a newcomer, okay, and she feels uncomfortable with stuff that goes on, and she goes back out there and uses, but I stay clean, that's not okay, is it? You know, so I have to be accountable. But don't get me wrong, I have done all that stuff. I am no saint. I mess up every day. I've done all that. You know, it's okay for me to say this now. You know, next Saturday I'll be married 10 years. And that's a miracle, isn't it? I think it is. I've never been with anyone 10 years in my life. And that's, what do they call it? Mahogany relationship? Something like that? I don't think that's the right word, but, you know, thank you. Thanks very much. See? It wouldn't be the first time I've been heckled. But how long now? So, the newcomer. So that kind of stuff was for the old timer and stuff like that. And I suggest that you get commitments, which is really important. 10% of people in NA stay clean. 10% of people in NA do service. That's the way it works. You know, when you do service, I do the telephone helpline. I do the graveyard shift, Sunday, 10 o'clock to 12. Three phone calls, if I'm lucky, all lunatics. Right? But you know what? It's the fastest 2 hours in the week. I don't know how that works, but the time just flies. It just, there's something, I don't know what it is about the helpline, you know, I think it's, you know, you give it away and you're not thinking about yourself. You know, that's what I like about meetings. It takes me out of myself. You know, it's not often that I come into a meeting, I feel bad and I leave feeling worse. You know, if I've not thought about myself for an hour and a half, I've had a good day. You know, a really good day. And I'm my own worst enemy. And you can see I'm struggling, really. I'm not going to wait 5 minutes because it's like it's not going to happen. It's just going to say that I love NA. This is a huge meeting. And it's amazing. It's amazing the meetings are this size. And, you know, that you would all come here on a Friday night to listen. You're not even going to get a share up. You know? I'm impressed. I don't come here. I come here once a year. They ask me to share. But anyway, I'll wish you all a happy new year, and everyone stays clean, and you keep coming back, and if you are struggling, it will pass. I promise you, it will pass. You know, the same as if you're having a good time, that's going to pass too. You know?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, but thank you very much.
Thanks.